A look of puzzlement tugged at Zuto's features. You think he's dangerous? Pepe ridiculed the idea.
Mutants are cowards, the lot of them. They use credits as weapons.
La took a long breath. You asked for my gut reaction. That's what I'm giving you.
I've an idea, Markop said. A kind of compromise. We drop out of hyperspace and calm the authorities on Baldemnik. If this Mune's wanted for whatever reason, we return him, cargo or no. If not, we decide on a figure for taking him to Ithor and no farther.
He looked at La.
Are you willing to take that deal to him, Captain?
La responded as if her words had just caught up with her thoughts.
All right, that sounds reasonable.
But she remained seated.
Do you, want backup?
Wendao asked after another long moment had passed.
No, no, she said, finally getting to her feet. I'm the captain.
114D could almost hear her remind herself. Focusing its photoreceptors, it observed her right hand move discreetly to the blaster holstered on her hip, and with a flick of her thumb, she primed the weapon for fire.
We're going to have to keep you on ice for a bit longer, La said when she entered the cargo bay.
Plagueis hadn't moved from the container that served as his seat, but his robe was parted and his hands rested on the tops of his knees.
Does that mean you failed to reach a consensus?
I wouldn't go that far, La said. We've decided we need to know who you are before we agree to provide you with passage. And since you seem reluctant to tell us, we're going to check with Baldemnik.
Plagueis made his eyes dull with disappointment.
Captain, I've told you all you really need to know.
The Wobegon lurched slightly.
We're dropping out of hyperspace, La said.
In his mind, Plagueis heard Darth Tenebris say,
To we who dwell in the Force, normal life is little more than pretense. Our only actions of significance are those we undertake in service to the dark side.
I can't permit this, Captain, he told her. Her expression hardened.
I'm afraid you'll have to.
He had been aware from the start of the conversation that her blaster was primed, and now her hand reached for it. Sharp canines glinted in her slightly open mouth. Had he truly believed that a deal could be arranged with the Wobegon's hot-tempered and immature crew members? Their fates had been sealed from the instant Plagueis had glimpsed the ship on the landing field. The possibility of reaching any other conclusion was fictional. From that first moment, all of them had been locked into an inevitable series of events. The Force had brought them together, into conflict. Even La must have sensed as much. Plagueis said,
Don't, Captain.
But by then, the warning was nothing more than words.